worship you, Lord.
We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. O kaliba kitiade, bosihe pradishe, imolante, kimanane, kozuno shta, liabaradese, umakutu makelanduso, fenashta, kilaya, ekote liaberananaza. We love you, Father. We love you, Father. Abba, we honor you tonight. Abba, we adore you tonight. Abba, we owe you our very lives. Abba, we owe you our very families. Thank you for everything. Thank you for 14 years of favor. Thank you for 14 years of mercy. Thank you for 14 years in your presence. Thank you for 14 years of power. Thank you for 14 years of glory. We celebrate you, O God. We congratulate the Total Word Ministries International for 14 years of continuity in the purpose, plan, and perfect will of God. And we decree and declare, I say together with my wonderful husband, help me celebrate the covering of God over my life and destiny. I came here with him. It's an honor to always stand before him to minister. Help me celebrate Pastor Tokwe Abimbola Olua. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for giving me the wings to fly. Thank you for allowing me to fulfill the mandate of God upon my life and destiny. In the name of Jesus, continually your voice will be heard. We celebrate the Total Word Ministries International, 14 years of God's goodness. I want you to know you are just beginning. This is just the beginning. This is just the beginning of the greater and glorious and mightier things that God is going to begin to do in this house and in this ministry. For like never before, in the name of Jesus, the wind of the Spirit will lift this work to higher vistas, to higher levels, to higher dimensions, to the nations in the name of Jesus, to the nations in the name of Jesus, as a refreshing to the nations, as an eye-opening portal to the nations. Revelation continues to flow. Healing, healing. I know healing is strong in this house. Healing is strong in this house. The hand of God in the area of healing is strong upon the set man of this ministry, and I know healing is strong in this house. Healing will be on a greater dimension, on a stronger level than ever before in this house and in this ministry, in the name of Jesus. It will go beyond the healing of the body to the healing of the mind. It will go beyond the healing of the mind to the healing of the soul. The total man will recover. 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 In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because of my time tonight, I'm going to go strictly with the time I've been given. And I want to look at why foundations. Why? Why foundations? We're looking at foundations for a godly home. Why foundations? We're going to be opening our Bibles to the book of Revelation chapter 21. But before I read, I want to share a true life story, a true life testimony with us. I welcome every one of us in Jesus' name. My husband and I have been married for the past 17 years by the mercy and grace of God. And at about the 15th year of our wedding, marriage, I remember I woke up. Normally I would wake up to pray middle of the night and then, you know, go back to bed, pray, study the word and go back to bed. So that night I carried out the same thing I would always do, prayed and went back to bed. And as I woke up early hours of the morning, I had a conversation. This is a true life story I'm sharing with you. I had a conversation between a man and two other people. I didn't see them, you know, but they were there. You know, by the gift of seeing and knowing, they were there. I heard them. And this man was an older man and two younger people. I don't know whether it was a man and a woman. It struck me more like a man and a woman. But this man was an older man and he was a babalawo. What do we call that in English? A native doctor, a herbalist. There's something they call them in Igbo too. Dibia. And he was talking to them. Apparently, they had tried so many things against my husband and I, and it wasn't working. So he now told them in the Yoruba language. I'll say it in Yoruba and I'll translate. Inta wa sheba inipe, awa lo wa diipi lesewon. I say it in the accent that he heard. I've heard it clearly. Now, what we're going to do now is that we're going to go down to their foundation. This is a true life story. True life story. That is, they tried to rock the boat of our marriage. It didn't work. They tried everything, fired arrows, done everything. I said, what we're going to do now is that we're going to visit their foundation. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whatever has been planted negatively in your foundation, in your marriage, in your home, tonight we command, let the power of God destroy in Jesus' name. I said, what in the world is that? But then I understood. Revelations chapter 21 verse 10. Revelations 21 verse 10, the word of God says, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lieth four square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof, and 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second, sapphire, the third, a chalcedony, the fourth, an emerald, the fifth, sardonyx, the sixth, sardius, the seventh, chrysolite, the eighth, beryl, the ninth, a topaz, the tenth, a chrysoparos, the 11th, a jacinth, and the 12th, an amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gates was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were, transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God had lightened it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. Second time. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Father, we thank you for your holy written word. The flower fades, the grass withers, but your word endures forever. Almighty God, let the seed of your word, let it be sown deep into the recesses of our hearts today. Let us never forget that which you will do and are already doing by the word and by the spirit tonight. I yield myself to you, O God, as always. Speak through my mouth, think through my mind. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Why foundations? Why foundations? We're going to be looking at why do we need to look at the issue of foundations when it comes to talking about a godly home. Psalms chapter 11 verse 3 makes us to know, if the foundations be destroyed, what will the righteous do? The most important part, I'll be giving us a few things. The lowest, the foundation, what is it? It is the lowest load-bearing part of a building. The lowest load-bearing part of a building. Typically below ground level. We are seated comfortably in this beautiful auditorium because there is a solid foundation. Every beautiful edifice you see, and there are a lot of them in the Asian countries that go so high up there, they have solid foundations. That's why. Everybody admires the beauty of an edifice, but many times forget about the foundations. I believe the Lord planted this theme in the heart of our hosts because the Lord wants to visit our foundations. Somebody say amen. There are some foundations that were properly laid. There were some foundations that might not have been properly laid. But I want you to know tonight that there is hope. Someone say there is hope for me. Amen. We serve a God who relays foundations. Amen. We serve a God who can correct whatever might have gone wrong. I want us to know that it is important that we did look at the issue of the foundations of our homes so that we will be able to go far. There are many single people here today, young people. I want you to know that when it comes to the issue of marriage, you've heard it, please hear it again. The foundation that you lay upon is so important, cannot be overemphasized. Look at what happened to us 15 years after. Are we together? The Dibia, the herbalist, didn't come the first year. He didn't come the second. He didn't come the third. He didn't come the fourth, fifth, sixth. Why? Somebody would even say, why? What is it about our marriage? Are we the only ones? There is a reason why. Amen. The word foundation, what does it mean? The word foundation is from the Greek word, Hebrew word, shothor. And what does it mean? It means a moral support or a purpose. Wonderful. Wonderful, isn't it? It means a moral support and it also means purpose. So meaning, if I do not know the purpose of God for bringing me together with my husband and for giving us our children, then automatically we will not be able to build our home the way it should be built. Why did we read the scripture we just read? I want you to know that when it comes to the issue of building your marriage or building your home, you got to have a vision. Amen. And the vision that God planted in my heart, for instance, as a single lady many years ago, was the vision of heaven on earth. Amen. Okay, so I wanted a home, I wanted a marriage that will be like heaven upon the earth. Amen? And I want us to know the plan and purpose of God for us is that our homes and our days upon the earth will be as days of heaven upon the earth. Hallelujah. God doesn't want anything less for you in your home, in your marriage. In heaven, there is no strife. In heaven, there is no sickness. Am I right? In heaven, there is no discord. In heaven, there is order. Amen. Everybody knows their place. Nobody is trying to compete with anybody in heaven. Hallelujah to Jesus. In heaven, there is abundance. In heaven, there is no darkness at all. For God is light. Amen. And this was why we read that scripture. Now, if that is our vision for the kind of home that we want to build, then we ought to look at the foundation of the New Jerusalem itself. Are we together today? If God will take his time to put so much into the foundation of this New Jerusalem, then you and I ought to take a lot of effort in putting a lot of stuff into our foundation. Are we together today? All right, let's continue looking at it. What is a foundation? And then issues or points about foundations. What will determine how long you will last and how high you will be able to go will be your foundation. Are we together today? Unfortunately, and I'm so glad this is coming at this time. I was so happy as I sat there and Setman was telling us, you know, family life seminars will continue. We need it more than ever in these last days. Homes are being challenged every day. Marriages, especially Christian marriages. Every end of the year, towards my birthday, I was born in December, I take time to seek the face of the Lord and ask him, oh Lord, my new year started. What do I need to know? And what would you like to tell me? 2 years ago, the Lord said to me, my secret place, and he said, tell them, the body of Christ, amen. Tell them to nurture their marriages. Tell them to take charge of their finances. Tell them to take heed to their health. 3 things. It later occurred to me that those were the 3 things that Satan attacked in the life of Job. Am I right? 3 things Satan attacked in the life of Job. When the devil wants to deal a blinding blow to a Christian, he looks at those 3 areas. Your health, your finances, and your home. He said, tell them to nurture their marriages. Now, when we nurture, it's like we're taking care of a plant. We're giving it attention. We're putting water. Sunshine, everything. All right. But last year, what did God tell me? Same thing I did last year. Okay, I tried to be as faithful as possible to push out the message. Same thing last year. I took time to wait on the Lord towards the end of the year. I'm in this season again, this year. And what did the Lord say? He said, tell them to fight for their marriages. I said, fight? I said, last year you said we should not jump. Now we must fight. I now understand. We heard about the passing of that voice of revival, Osinachi Nwachukwu. How many of us remember? Oh, it was so painful. Painful. That was a psalmist indeed. She would sing, people would be crying. They would be giving their life to Christ. Demons would be leaving. And look at what the enemy did. He made a mess. You know, she had just started her ministry at that time. That's the kind of thing the devil likes to do. But that's the end of it. That's the end of it. That's the end of it in the body of Christ in Nigeria. In the name of Jesus Christ. So he said, fight. We should fight for our marriages. There are so many things that are fighting against the against holy matrimony in these last days. You look at pornography everywhere. You don't need to look for it. It will come at you. You look at no time. There's no time. You see, now, the average man wants to go to work. The average woman needs to go to work. Amen? Are we together? Because we need to bring something home to take care of our families. But now, the average employer has done it such that they will squeeze out your time, that you don't have time for God anymore. I celebrate everyone that is here. Shout hallelujah. You must have closed early at work or something, or you have your own businesses. Amen. It's such that somebody wants to come to church during the week. He can't even come. And if it's, he has to choose one. It's either he resigns from his job or he stays on the job and he attends church only on Sundays. You look at that. Even the social system is not encouraging marriage because there's just no time. I also run a ministry for teenagers. A young little boy spoke to me and said, my parents are so busy with their careers. Said they are wonderful people, but they are so busy with their careers. And so he started to play basketball. And during the game, after the game, he was tired. And the other bigger boys told him, why are you tired? There's something we take now. And they gave him energy drink. Are we together? That's where it starts from. You know, that's where it starts from. He said, I looked at the car and I said, my parents don't give me this one at home. The next time, it's something else they would introduce into the drink. Am I right? Not because his parents don't love him, but they had to attend to their careers. Are we together today? The marriage institution, holy matrimony, is being severely attacked by the kingdom of darkness. Let me say one more thing before I proceed. Because we need to know. Believers everywhere need to know. I stumbled upon a video and it made me look at the article where they talked about a document that is present right now as I speak in the United Nations. Are we together? This document was written by a woman called Alice Bailey. She has since died. Only God knows where she went to. It was a 10-point agenda for the world. She has written this thing long ago. I don't know, maybe it's a century ago or decades ago, very long ago. And what is written in that document? Number one, destroy the Judeo-Christian family, the agenda for the world. It's right now, that document is in the United Nations, and the world is playing towards it. Are we together? Number two, they said disconnect the relationship between parent and child. It is when you have a relationship with your child that you'll be able to influence your child. Am I right? That's when you'll be able to pass on. You know, daddy stood here, told us about his father, and he remembers everything. Amen. Passing it on to his own sons and son and daughter as well. Hallelujah. But when they break that bond, who will pass what along? They said make homosexuality an alternative lifestyle. Is it not already happening? It is happening all over in the world. Beloved believers, we need to wake up. Amen. We need to wake up and fight for our homes, fight for our marriages, fight for our children. And how do we fight? Not by being up in arms physically. We fight in the place of prayer. Amen. We fight by pushing the word of God into them, pushing the word of God at every opportunity, giving them the word every chance we got. Hallelujah to Jesus. No matter how busy we are, we keep pushing in the word. For instance, how do we do it in our own house? On the way to school. Amen. Our oldest son just graduated from high school. But his younger brother is about leaving also, will soon be leaving. But throughout the time, he was in school, and both of them, on the way to school, while we two, we are driving to the ministry office. We open the Bible, and they read the word. Somebody reads a chapter in the Old Testament, another person reads a chapter in the New Testament, and then we share the word of God with them. And then we proclaim the word of God upon them as they are going to school. And then we pray for them. I wake up middle of the night, I'm calling their names before God. You know, jokingly. You know how teenagers could be. They'll say when I wake up at night, I'll hear my mommy saying, oh Lord, I lift up Dexter Oluwarogba Yimika before you, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You wake up middle of the night, fight for their destinies. Call their names before God every night. The name of your husband, the name of your wife, the names of your children. Call their names before God every night. But Father, I present them before you again, O Lord. They will fulfill destiny. Our children are arrows in the hand of a mighty man. And that mighty man is God. Amen. They will hit the bullseye of destiny and purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Nothing will stop them in the name of Jesus. So very quickly, because of my time, let's go on. The third point about a foundation. Typically, when the foundation of a building has been compromised, The building has to be demolished and rebuilt. Our homes will not be demolished in Jesus' name. Those who said, let's visit their foundation, they knew exactly what they were trying to say. If we have attacked from the top and it's not working, from the side it's not working, then we need to go down to the foundation. By the time we deal with them, then let's see whether the building will still be able to stand. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are standing till Jesus comes. Amen. We fight with our words. We fight with the faith in our hearts. The word of God in faith that you believe in your heart, that you declare with your mouth is an arrow. It is mighty. It is a fire. Hallelujah to Jesus. It dashes in pieces the rocks. No matter what the enemy has put together, it dismantles them. I believe you are not one of those kinds of people that will say negative things about your marriage or negative things about your spouse or your children. Thank God, because this is a faith house. Amen. Never be caught unaware saying anything negative, because that's how we play into the hands of the devil. No matter the challenges, no matter the pressure, don't say it. Amen. Amen to Jesus. The next point on foundations. The laying of the foundation of a house is the first step to be taken in the building. All right, let me just continue. Again, if we look at the book of Ezra chapter 3, 10 to 12. The foundation laying ceremony was always an elaborate one. You see, they will rejoice, they will praise God. Ezra 3, 10 to 12. I'm trying to just, because of my time, I'm really rushing. The process or the ceremony of laying a foundation is one that must be carefully done with the right persons and right materials. That's another point. For those who are just getting married, please, you have good pastors in the house. Don't go into the issue of relationships without counsel. Please, when you think you have chosen, submit your choice to spiritual authority. They are standing at a point where they can see better than you. Because if you lay the foundation, and okay, before Ezra 5:16, Ezra 3:10, before, if you lay the foundation on the wrong person, there's no way that edifice will be able to stand. Can two walk together? Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Except they be agreed. Ever since I was a little child, my parents told me the hand of God was over my life. They knew. Said, this is a woman of God. Even though at that time it wasn't common so much for women to preach and teach. So it has always been, is my DNA from when I was really small. If I had married the wrong person, I would have been totally frustrated by now. And so many destinies have been tied to my life. That would just have been it. I beg you by the mercies of God, don't go into the issue of marriage and relationship without counsel. Seek for counsel. Submit your choice to spiritual authority. Let them pray for you and let them watch over you. And those who are already in a relationship, don't hide. Amen? Please look at your neighbor and say, stop hiding. Don't hide. You see, Pastor, I say stop hiding too. Please don't hide. Don't hide. Please stop hiding. Please bring it out into the light so that they can brood over it prayerfully and give a covering. My brother, that's a now word for you. Amen. So I can bring a covering over that relationship. We will do well in Jesus' name. Now, let's quickly go, because of my time, just picking up little things so that we can, I wouldn't be taking too much time. Next point is that foundations are the mysteries behind complex buildings. When a battle is sought, foundations are discovered. Our foundations will not be discovered in Jesus' name. Now, why foundations? Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19. Why foundations? Why? Why? Isaiah 59, verse 19. Isaiah chapter 59, the 19th verse. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. I want you to read with me the book of Luke chapter 6, 48 to 49. Luke chapter 6. This now is the body of the discourse I want to share with us by the mercies of God. Luke chapter 6 from verse 48 to 49. Luke chapter 6. For everyone that is married already, if your marriage has not been tried, it will still be tried. It's not a curse. But I want you to know you are standing. Amen. You are standing strong. Amen. Luke chapter 6, verse 48. The word of God says, from verse 46, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose," everyone circled the word "when." Did you see? When the flood arose, there was a time. "The stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently." Look at it. Stream. In the first house, it was a flood that arose and the stream beat. This one, it was the stream that beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Let us look at the sister scripture, Matthew chapter 7. A sister scripture to that. Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 24. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain," this time he mentions the rain, "and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house." So we have rain, floods, and winds. "And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it." Why foundations? The reason we are looking at foundations is this. The word of God says, when the stream arose, a time is going to come when there may seemingly be attacks against that thing that you are building. It's not a curse. Are we together? It's because of the fallen world that we live in. Are we together? The enemy does not attack anything that does not have potential. Are we together? That your home has potential. Your life has great potential. And that's the reason he's interested in you. You know, we looked at the word foundation. And the word foundation has for its meaning support and purpose. The reason why the enemy is coming for you and coming for your marriage or your home is because of the purpose that your home carries. Are we together today? That home is a home that will deliver many people from captivity. The children in your family, I like the movie Mount Zion acted, and they called it Hellraiser. Those sons and daughters in that home, they are Hellraisers. Are we together? And the enemy knows. That's why he's coming for you. He knows the potential that you carry. That if you can be together, you will salvage a lot of destruction in lives and in other homes. He knows that you are like the city that is set upon a hill that cannot be hidden. He knows you have been a model in the body of Christ that has brought hope to many. You have been a model in the body of Christ that has made many to say, "Oh, after all, this thing works." There are many of us who have come from marriages in which we were like, there are people said, "I don't want to get married. I want to be a nun or a pope." Are we together? Because you saw what happened in your parents' marriage. And then you decided to do your own right. And hell is angry. Because the more people look at you, the more hope they have in the institution of marriage. Hallelujah to Jesus. The word of God says, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4, if I'm correct. He says, "Marriage is honorable in all, the bed undefiled." He says, "But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge." He sees how you have conducted yourselves in purity. Amen. He sees how you got married with a solid foundation. Marriage of a virgin man to a virgin woman. Now I'm saying out there, if you missed it early on in life and you didn't get married as a virgin, the time of ignorance, God has winked at. Amen. But now he commands all men to repent. Are we together? Because when I get to this junction, I always say this. Amen to Jesus. You need to begin to do things right. lay on the foundation of holiness. I tell people, and I use this to encourage as many, not because I want you to see us as superstars, but for that teenager or that young person that is at the brink of compromise, for that person to know, I listened to somebody and person, no, I'm not going to do it. We got married 6.5 years of courtship. That man here has known us since that time. 6.5 years of courtship. Virgin man to a virgin woman, you can also do it. Amen. Keep your virginity. Adore purity. Embrace it. Because that is wisdom. The word of the Lord says the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from iniquity, that is understanding. You are truly wise when you choose the way of purity. You are truly wise. Don't follow the way of the world. Don't say, my friends have compromised. I can also do it. Let me try it out. When they begin to chew gravel in their mouth, they will not tell you. When you have not tried a variety of women, you will not be comparing your wife with somebody else. Are we together? But when you've had different experiences in your head, Shade, Suzanne, Vanessa. Thank you, sir. Confusion. This is why, please keep the slate clean. Build on purity. Build on holiness. Build on integrity. Because of my time, I'm just going to flow. What are the things we build on? The chief cornerstone is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The word of God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, it says, no other foundation can any man lay than that is laid. Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone. Build on Christ. What does that mean? You must be born again. You must accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Otherwise, you cannot even build a godly home at all. That's where it starts from. The knowledge of Christ and continuing to know the Lord. Are we together? Philippians chapter 3, Apostle Paul said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Are we together? Knowing the Lord, walking with him. I shared with us, I said I wake up at night, every night to seek God in prayers, seek God in the word, just knowing him. Not because I want to be 1G or anything. Saturday night, I do the same. I'm not preaching on Sunday. I'm not even leading worship. It's just me and God. The knowledge of the Heavenly Father, there is nothing like it. Amen. You can know your Heavenly Father to such an extent that it becomes more real to you than that sits beside you. Then you begin to enjoy your walk with God. Then you truly become a light to the nations. We read a scripture in the book of Revelation 21. And we see that the word of God talks about the New Jerusalem, that the nations will bring their glory into it. Isn't it? They'll bring their honor into it. I'm telling us that is the way to relevance in the kingdom. Amen. When you seek to know the Lord. And not only you, you pull your family with you. As a man, you're a priest in your home. Lead them to know the Lord. God could secure Abraham. Say, for I know him, that he will lead his household after me. As a mother in the house, Proverbs 14:1 says, every wise woman buildeth a house, but the foolish one plucketh it down with her own hands. We won't pluck out our own houses in the name of Jesus. Beloved, what do you build on? I said Christ, the chief cornerstone, the first. Next, you see, they mentioned some precious stones like jasper, like sapphire. And those things represent the character of Jesus Christ. Are we together today? Build that relationship. You know, I've talked about holiness. Now, you're building a relationship. I'm talking about courtship. I'm also talking about marriage. Build that marriage. Build that courtship on endurance. Hebrews chapter 12, 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God. Hallelujah! Jesus endured. Jasper stands for endurance. You know, when it comes to marriage, two different people who have grown in two different homes for over 20-something years or 30-something years come together to get married in a house. Are we together? We get attracted to each other's strengths. We come home to live with each other's weaknesses. Are we together today? Glory to God. I'm a perfectionist and I get tired of my own perfectionism myself. Hallelujah. How much more the person I'm married to? Are we together? Do you understand what I said? I'm a perfectionist. My own perfectionism tires me. How much? Shout hallelujah. It takes endurance. Amen. Just to endure. Our mothers in those days, in great-grandmothers, how come they were not leaving their husbands' houses? What is all this one that they are saying all about? Self-love. Self-love. Thank you, Daddy. Selfishness it is. There's no way in the Bible. I'm in Siri. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus gave it all. He died. Sacrifice. Talk about sacrifice. Build on sacrifice. The character of Jesus Christ. If you build that home on what we see in the Christ, that home will stand strong. Endurance. Choose to endure. Whichever way you're being treated, choose to endure. Stand the test of time. Amen. I'm a firm believer in the fruit of the Spirit. The school of worship that I teach every Tuesday. No matter what I teach, I'm coming around back again to the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, goodness, temperance. I've mentioned self-control. Faith, long-suffering, meekness, faith. Against such, there is no law. Hallelujah. Do you know one of the reasons why we get married is so that we can be refined? The purpose of marriage. Foundations. Purpose. Marriage is a school of refinement. Marriage refines us. Choose to allow what you have to endure. Choose to allow it to refine you. Please, am I talking to someone today? Choose to make you look more like Jesus. I am not satisfied until I awaken his likeness. I'm not satisfied until I love like he loves. I'm not satisfied until I'm broken as he was broken. The Bible says he went as a sheep, that a lamb that was dumb, to be slaughtered. Are we together? He laid down his own life. I'm not satisfied until I can suffer long like Jesus. I'm not satisfied until I can control my emotions and tell them this is where you stay. This is where you will be. Amen. And you and I have that power in Christ. Amen. For greater is he that is on your inside than he that is in the world. The Holy One resides on the inside of you. The greater one is on the inside of you. Romans chapter 5 verse 5 says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. So you have the ability. Hallelujah. Build on the integrity of the word of God. Build that home on the word. Build that home on godly principles. Ephesians chapter 5 makes us know what the godly principles are about marriage. Amen. It is clear. Husbands should love their wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. So what is too big to give? If the standard is giving of self, oneself. Wives should submit to their husbands as the church is subject unto Christ in everything. Hallelujah. Please, I beg you by the mercies of God, build that courtship, build that marriage on godly principles. Amen to Jesus. Again, we look at a stone called chalcedony. I'm coming back to the why. I started by talking about why, right? I'm coming back. And that's where I'm going to end. Chalcedony represents stability and balance. Build that marriage on the balance of God's word. Balance. It's Papa Kenahagen that we say that every excess is one ditch or the other ditch. So stay in the middle. Amen. So build your marriage on the balance of God's word. The balance of all the truths spelled out in the Bible. Build your home on it. And that home will stand. Amen to Jesus. Don't be excessive in anything. Build on the balance of God's word. Build on the integrity of God's word. The word of God must always be in your home. When I teach like this, I try to be as practical as can be. What do we do? I had to go. I bought this loudspeaker for the children. Put messages, anointed messages, worship songs on it, scriptures on it. They go to bed listening to it every night. Every night. Every night. For many years now. Amen. So the word is sinking into their spirits. Their sleeping is sinking. You know when you sleep, your spirit is not asleep. So it's sinking. Their spirits are soaking the word. They wake up in the day and they go to school and manifest Christ. Hallelujah. He was graduating from high school. It was prize giving day. You know, my husband told me, I said, Lord, change your steppings today. Because when we're going to take pictures with him as he's going to collect gifts, we change our steppings. That's just a joke. Amen. Glory to God. And he received a gift for the kindest student, the most humble student, the most dutiful student, the most responsible student, and he also collected a gift in academics. Hallelujah to Jesus. Everybody say, to God be the glory. Make up your mind that your life will glorify God, your marriage will glorify God, your spouse will glorify God, your children will glorify God. I made up my mind as a mother, as a woman of God, I won't be preaching all over the place and neglect the home. As a younger mother, I stayed running my business, stayed at home to teach them the word of God. That was my school of discipleship as my husband was learning ministry. Glory to God. Because he would travel. The man of God loved him so much. So they would travel a lot to many places. Minister, come back. Minister, come back. So what should I be doing at home? Are we together? I was building the business, building the lives of the children. Hallelujah to Jesus. I won't be preaching to nations and neglect the ones that God has so graciously committed into my care. I want to plead with us. Amen. Why foundations? There is something called floods. The Bible says in Isaiah 59:19, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. What are floods? You see, Jesus mentioned floods. The two houses. Do we still remember? Please, are we still together? Amen. The two houses had the same challenges come to them. And Jesus mentioned floods. He said, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a man that built his house upon the earth. And the same person too, who built upon the rock, the same challenges. So what are floods? Floods represent coming great danger or destruction that threatens to destroy everything and everyone. John chapter 10 verse 10 says, the thief cometh not, but for, you see, he says that he will try to come. No matter how anointed we are, he will try to come. Are we together today? He says, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come, that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Beloved, we must build solid foundations that can withstand floods. Hallelujah. Why foundations? Floods, what do they represent again? Floods represent a sudden, corporate, and massive spiritual attack that is planned. Are we together tonight? Let me tell us this. The higher you rise in life and in ministry and in that which God has asked you to do, they won't just be looking at you. They want to deal a blinding blow. Know it. That's what floods represent. They sit in covens of darkness. When you and I are busy sleeping and enjoying, he giveth his beloved sleep. They don't sleep. They gather in covens of wickedness and darkness, plotting against children of God. This is why we must strengthen our foundations in God. Amen. They look at you and they say, so many souls are getting saved through you. So many people are learning from your example. What do we do to them? That is what floods represent. Second time. Satan plans to use his best weapons or assign his strongest of demons to attack a standing structure. Beloved, you must take heed to your foundations. If the theme of this program says foundation of a godly home, God is reminding you and I that we must strengthen our foundations in God. Hallelujah. Floods could be, listen to this, floods could be to terminate the life of a person. When they look at you and they say, this one will never fall. Adultery, God forbid. What now? Theft, impossible. Fraud, is not possible. Just take him out. Take him out. Just take her out. This one is disturbing us, disturbing our work. We have a mandate by the mercy of God, myself and my husband, our ministry, a lot of people who are tied down by forces of darkness, some who the people behind their matters are their parents gone. Are we listening? And these people get delivered. They are rescued from the throes of wickedness. And you see, it's happening. You think they look at us and say, let's just leave them. Let's play. No. It's like, what is it? Take this one out. Take that one out. Floods. This is why we must strengthen our foundations in God. What do floods do again? They sweep away. And in some cases, what some have worked to acquire for years. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your labors will not be wasted. That is what floods come to do. If they don't kill, if they don't destroy, they want to sweep away. That work you have been building, that home you have been building, that business you have been building, the academics you have been building. This is why you must allow your foundations to be strengthened by God. Again, finally, for floods. What are floods? Floods are a fast approaching season of trouble. Let us look at, but there's good news. Amen. The word of God is good news. Jeremiah 46 verse 8. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 46 verse 8. It says, Egypt riseth up like a flood, and his waters are moved like the rivers. And he saith, I will go up. Look at how they plan in the kingdom of darkness. I will go up and I will cover the earth. I will destroy the city and the inhabitants thereof. This is how they talk. But look again at Psalms chapter 91, verse 15. That's God's word to all of us. Psalms chapter 91, verse 15. This is where you focus your gaze. That one is for your knowledge. Amen. The word of God says in Proverbs 24. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. It says, with wisdom a house is built, with understanding it is established. With knowledge, the chambers thereof are filled with precious things. So there's a place for knowledge. Amen. Just for your knowledge. Know this. Amen. And then there's another place for wisdom. That is, I take the word of God and I use this for this. So it's for our knowledge to be aware that they try to raise up floods, to terminate a life, to sweep away what you have worked for, to actually destroy and kill for our knowledge. But this is where we use wisdom. Psalms 91, 15. Psalms chapter 91, verse 15. The word of God says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. This is God's word. Fix your gaze on this one. Put your heart on this one. Believe this one with the whole of your heart and with the whole of your life. Speak it out. And I want to see whatever flood or storm they are bringing from wherever. You know, it says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Some people are not aware of these things, and that's why we must know. Again, look at what God does. Psalm chapter 74, verse 15. Psalm 74, 15 says, thou didst cleave the fountain and the flood. You dry up mighty rivers. Hallelujah. So whatever flood they think to raise, you have a scripture for it. The one that dries up mighty rivers is the one that we serve. Someone shout hallelujah. You need not fear, but you got to be aware. You need not fear, but you got to be aware. Now, Jesus mentioned another set of challenges called winds. Winds. What are winds? Winds are judgments, disaster, and consequence of sin. You see, they are different from floods. Floods are represent trouble, try to destroy, and all of that. But this one, judgments, consequence of sin and disaster. This is why, one of the reasons why you must run away from sin. Are we together? People who play with sin, no matter how anointed and filled with the Holy Ghost they are attracting winds of judgment someday. This is why, as a believer, you must stand fast in righteousness, in purity, and in holiness. Because the enemy loves to bring a wind or winds to blow away what a believer has worked so hard to plant. Stay away from sin, child of God. Keep the integrity of your home. Keep the integrity of your marriage. Keep the integrity of your life. You see, when you love God with the whole of your heart, there are some things that can't even come near your mind. Are we together? What you will not touch with your hand, don't touch with your mind. Amen. Don't touch with your mind. Don't play with sin. hate what your father hates. I hate what my father hates. Proverbs chapter 6:6-7 says, these six things does the Lord hate. So God hates some things. A lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, feet that be quick in running to evil, a false witness, those who sow discord among brethren. Are we together today? Please hate sin. Hate iniquity. Hate fornication. Hate pornography. Hate it. Hate it with perfect hatred. Because there are consequences of sin. And that is what the wind represents. Exodus chapter 10 verse 13. Exodus 10, 13 says, and Moses stretched forth his rod over the land of Egypt. And the Lord brought an east wind upon the land all that day and all that night. And when it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts. You can see, that was judgment. Are we together? That was judgment. You see, winds represent judgment. Jonah chapter 1 verse 4. Jonah, the prophet. Jonah chapter 1 verse 4 says, but the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Now, that was another wind of judgment to take Jonah back to Nineveh, where he was sent to preach. Are we together? So I'm saying all of this to show us that there are winds that arise when a believer or believers live in sin. Keep your home pure. Amen. Keep it pure. God, who has helped us and who has helped many of us all over the globe and many here, amen, will also help you in Jesus' name. Purpose in your heart, purpose in your mind. I told God I will know no other man in my entire life except my husband. My husband has a commitment. I will know no other woman in my entire life except my wife. Let it be etched in your heart strong. We live in days where it's so easy to compromise. If you don't even want to do it, they want to throw it at you. You are such an upright man. You love God. You are doing your thing. They want to throw it at you. No. Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the king's meat, nor with the portion of wine that he drank. And so he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. He first of all determined. When you determine, then grace comes. Amen. The grace comes. But you got to determine. Don't be of the school of thought that others are doing it. Let me give it a try. Don't. Because you will be selling away your entire generation. Obedience is transgenerational. Dr. Dubanja was telling us here about Jonathan Edwards, I remembered. I was so happy. And sir, do you know that God's generals actually profiles his relationship with his wife, Susanna Edwards? They said they were a couple that people loved so much, a couple in ministry, that their marriage was so admirable that other ministers in their generation admired that marriage. Are we together today? Look at, you know, we have the benefit of reading history and studying history. So I'm sure when they were in their time, it was just about, oh, people admiring their marriage. Now we can read what has happened centuries after. They were long gone. There are generations after them. Talk about doctors, professionals, lawyers, philanthropists, accountants, servants of God, businessmen and women, entrepreneurs. Those were the kinds of children that came out of their loins long after they had gone. But there was this other criminal who, even though he was horrible, the children that came after him did worse things than he could ever have imagined in his own time. Beloved, obedience is transgenerational. Sin also is transgenerational. Take note of this. Whatever you do will go beyond you. It will go down to your seed. Whatever you don't want to see sown in your seed, don't trifle with it. Don't play with it. Don't play with it. God is counting on you and I. God is counting on us to preserve a generation. God is counting on us to preserve a generation. God is counting on us. There is somebody going to come out, maybe come out of your loins, or come out of your loins, your children's children's children, that God is going to use, that will stand as an ensign of righteousness, purity, and holiness in a nation and in nations. And it's got to start from you. Amen. They were told what not to eat and what to eat, pregnant women in the Bible. It says so that they will know, their children will know how to choose good and refuse evil. Up to what to eat. That's not what I'm preaching. Are you with me? But you understand what I'm talking about. If the details came down to what not to eat, then it talks about what not to trifle with. If Netflix will put you in trouble, delete it. Amen. My sister is smiling. Yes. You hardly ever see anything sin there. Thank God. Everybody say thank God for Mount Zion. At least we get to enjoy our batu and the rest. I'm enjoying our go. Honestly, you can't even relax in peace now. There were innocent movies in those days. But now, filled and fraught with violence, perversion, gone to seed. And beloved, those things are portals for demons into homes. I tell you this before God. Portals. Satan wants to enter that home. Shut the door. Don't allow. Screens. There are certain materials that allow the intrusion of spirits into spaces. One of those things are screens. The screens of our phones, the screens of our tablets, and, you know, those that we're looking at everything on the projector. There's an intrusion. Amen. It's an intrusion of life. Hallelujah. Because as you are reading that scripture, there's life being projected right into your spirit. Amen. The same way, our phones. So you're watching that movie, you think you're just relaxing. There is a portal. Something is entering into the house. If God opens your eyes to see, then you will know that what? You've seen couples who watch movies and after that they start to fight. Why? Something entered. Are we together? These demons are desperately seeking for how to get an entrance. And you may not be the target. It may be your child. Are we listening today? You may not be your target, the target. It may be your child. God is calling us to a higher standard of living, amen. A higher standard of holiness in this house tonight as I begin to round up. He's calling us to a higher standard. We see Acts chapter 27 verse 14. There was a wind called Euroclidon on Paul's journey to Rome. Winds can also stand for trials and tribulations. You know, I earlier said judgments, disaster and consequence of sin. Winds can also stand for trials and tribulations. This one, none of us is immune from. Are we together? Now, this is not a case of you are living in sin. This is not a case of wrongdoing. This is simply a case of you are actually persevering in the work of the master. You are making progress. You are advancing the kingdom of God. You are doing the will of God. And the enemy raises trials against you. You have not done anything wrong. But he looks at you and persecution comes at you from every corner. Winds stand for trials and tribulations. When your foundation is strong, trials and tribulations will not shake you. No matter what they throw at you, no matter the persecution, no matter the slander, no matter the gossip, no matter whatever, you find out that you're standing strong. Are we ready tonight to take our consecration to the next level? Are we ready tonight to make decisions, to preserve a generation? Are we ready tonight to allow God like never before into our homes, into our marriages, and into the lives of our children? Can we rise up tonight? Can we rise up tonight and begin to pray? Can we rise up tonight and begin to pray? Can we rise up tonight and begin to pray? You need to know what you want, a godly home. And what is that home? Heaven on earth. I need you to begin to pray. If you are single in this house, I need you to begin to pray that, Lord, my desire is a home that is heaven on earth. Lord, starting from my choice down to the way I will order my courtship, Lord, I'm making a pledge unto purity, a pledge unto consecration, a pledge unto holiness. We will do it right. We will do it right. You're here today, you're praying for your marriage, your marriage. I need you to lift up your voice and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Commit your spouse into the hand of God. Commit your husband, your wife into the hand of God. I need you to pray. I need you to pray. Perhaps there are challenges right now as we speak. Now, there's a reason why this meeting has been convened. Yes, the intercessor who led in prayers at the beginning, prayer said there was a reason. There must be a reason. There's something God wants to do in your marriage. And that's the reason why Foundations of a Godly Home has been put together as a program. I need you to pray. Lift up your home in particular. Lift up your marriage in particular before the Lord tonight. Your home in particular, your marriage in particular before the Lord tonight. Lift up your husband or your wife before the Lord tonight under this atmosphere. I need us to pray in the Holy Spirit, pray in the Holy Spirit, pray in the Holy Spirit. Say, Lord, I know you are counting on me. I know you are counting on me. The enemy is interested in my marriage because of the purpose of this marriage. Perhaps you don't even know the purpose, the reason why God brought you together. This is a good opportunity to pray that, Lord, open my eyes to see the purpose of our marriage. Why did you couple me together with my husband? Why did you couple me together with my wife? Begin to pray. Say, Lord, open my eyes to understand the purpose of my marriage. What is my marriage supposed to do in the body of Christ? Now, there is a general purpose to shine the light of Christ, but there are other individual purposes. I know one of the reasons God has brought me together with my husband is to raise godly homes. Many more godly homes. Many more godly homes like ours. Many more godly homes like ours. One of the reasons why he has brought us together is to help to heal marriages. Heal marriages, troubled relationships, troubled marriages. He has raised us up as a balm in Gilead. He has raised us up as physicians to heal troubled marriages. Do you know why God has brought you together with your spouse? Perhaps he has raised you up in the kingdom for such a time as this, to help to finance other homes. There's a reason why. Perhaps that's the reason why that money comes into your hands regularly. Perhaps he wants to use you as a hand of help to struggling homes financially. There's a reason why. I need you to pray. Lord, open my eyes to see why you brought me together with my husband. Perhaps there's a child you need to adopt somewhere along the line. Perhaps there's a child you need to adopt, and that's the reason why the issue of adoption comes to your mind. You have children, quite all right, but the issue of adoption comes to your mind now and then. Perhaps there is a child that you ought to adopt down the line that God wants to use mightily, and that child ought to grow up in your home. I need you to pray. Lord, open my eyes to see the purpose for my marriage. The purpose for my marriage. Remember, the word foundation also means purpose. Now begin to pray for your marriage. Whatever is in your foundation that should not be there. Perhaps you didn't lay correctly at the beginning. It's an opportunity to repent. And say, Lord, I never talked about this, but Lord, I'm bringing this up before you. Father, forgive us. Forgive us of that which you have done. A couple came to me some time ago, and the lady said, this always comes to my mind, but while we were cutting, we actually slept together, and the enemy uses it to haunt me. They have been married now like 10 years, but it just comes. And I'm sure it's that condemnation the enemy used to bring sicknesses and all into her life. That point, I said, you repent before God in sincerity and in holiness before God, and let a wind of fresh air blow back into your marriage. And things began to work after that. Pastor is going to pray. Pastor is going to pray for marriages in the house. He's going to pray for marriages in the house. But I need you to lift up your marriage before God. Perhaps there's something you need to repent of, repent from. Ask the Lord. Between you and God. And when you get home tonight, between you and your spouse, say, Lord, we bring it before you. Whoever covers his sin will not prosper. The word of God says. He says, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Perhaps you are a single, and there is that thing you have covered up. There's that thing you covered up. You never brought it up. He says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. He says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Now I need you to pray and lift your consecration to the next level. I remain pure. I choose the way of purity. Are we praying? Are we praying? I'll soon be dropping the mic. I choose the way of purity. I choose the way of holiness. I choose the way of the Lord. I choose to build on Christ, the cornerstone. I choose to build on Christ. I choose to build on the fruit of the Spirit. Aha! I have this coming up in my spirit. You haven't built on fruit. Now begin to build on fruit. Weaknesses have been hitting against weaknesses in your home. You've not worked on those weaknesses. Now the Lord is saying, it's the season to work on your weaknesses. Work on them. Can you be honest with God tonight? Are we praying tonight foundations for a godly home? I need you to be honest with God tonight under this atmosphere. Lord, the way I've been behaving is not good. I judge myself. He says if we judge ourselves, we will not be judged. Wherever you be walking in disobedience, in the area of your character. Akalaba kusaya, elabashanta ladada, ikerabashida bahaya, ikoragadusha. There are many more in this category. The Lord is saying, judge yourself, judge yourself, judge yourself. You can't continue this way and expect your family to be a model. You can't continue this way and expect your marriage to be like the city that is set on a hill. Judge yourself in the area of your relationship, your conversation with your husband, conversation with your wife, the way you have been treating that woman. Is that the way Christ would treat the church? Is that the way Christ would treat the church? The way you have been treating your husband? Is that the way the church is treating Christ? Come on, lift your voice tonight. God is hitting foundations. He's hitting foundations. He's hitting foundations. He said the time has come to begin to build on fruit. Build on fruit. Are we praying tonight? Make it worthwhile. You came all the way tonight into the house of God. You came in all the way tonight to be changed. To be changed. Jesus is in the house. Jesus is in the house. Somebody is saying now, I have been like this for so long. Can I really change? Oh, when the power of God is at work, when the power of God is at work, all things are possible. All things are possible. Someone is saying, I've been like this for so long. Can I really change? The glory of God is in the house. He will take that thing out of you. He will cut it out like a tumor. It's like a tumor. He'll cut it out. The scalpel of the Spirit is in the house. The scalpel of His Word is in the house. He'll cut it out of you. He'll cut it out of your soul. Healing is coming tonight. Healing. Healing. Young people, you're not exempted. You're not exempted. I need you to cry out to God and say, Lord, walk on my life. Walk on me. Walk on me. You will only attract somebody like you. You will only attract somebody like you. Somebody that loves God to your degree. Somebody that strives for holiness to your degree. Somebody that believes in character to your degree. Come on, pray. Come on, pray, 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 pray. You have your future ahead of you. You can make it right. Oh my God, what do you see? What do you see? Years ago, I saw a glorious home. Years ago, I saw a glorious marriage. I am living my dreams today. I'm living my dreams today. What do you see? Lift your voice and pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let the word of God sink in the place of prayer. Make your mind, make a decision. Oh, under this anointing, there's an anointing in this house. You didn't come here by accident. You didn't come here by chance. The Lord led you here tonight. Say, touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. I will not be the same. I don't want to be the same again. Are you tired of that way of living? Are you tired of that way of speaking? Are you tired? Come on, say, I don't want to be the same. Until you are tired. Hannah got to a point where she was tired. She was tired. She was tired. And the Lord heard her. Are you tired? Are you tired of the quality of relationship you have with your spouse? Marriage can be sweeter. It can be sweeter than what you're experiencing. That woman is still the love of your life. So come on. She's still the love of your life. She was the one you saw then. And she's still the one. Come on, cry out to God. Say whatever. There are demons. Demons, you see. There are demons that cloud our reasoning. There are demons that becloud vision. Come on. Jet them out today in the place of prayer. Say, I cast you out. Whatever demon has been harassing your family, whatever demon has been harassing your marriage, I'll soon drop the mic. Please just give me two more minutes. Two more minutes. Pray, 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 pray tonight. God, open my eyes. Come on, pray. If there are issues, lingering issues in your marriage, say, Lord, open my eyes to see. Open my eyes to see what is happening. Let me know. Come on. When you do that, God will show you. One time I had to pray, and then the Lord revealed to me. He revealed to me a demon of harassment that was sent to harass. Come on. And He said, cast it out, and that will be the end. Cast it out, and there will be peace. Are you crying out? At times there are demons. They are demons. Send them out of your home. 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 There are demons that manipulate people, even Christians. I'm telling you, even Christians, send them out of your home. Kasupa tayaba. now begin to decree. Can we begin to use our mouth? Can we begin to use our mouth to build? Use our mouth to plant what we want to see? My home is godly. Ayabalasada. I am building a godly home. I build a solid foundation. The foundations of Jesus. The foundation of endurance. The foundation of sacrifice. The foundation of purity. The foundation of holiness. The foundation of fruit. The foundation of love. Agape. Asuta yababa. I must not drop this mic without talking about agape. Say, Lord, I'm building on unconditional love. Agape. I'm going to love my spouse. I'm going to love the way Christ loved. I'm going to love the way God loves. Esubaka suba yabalasha. Erabababa. Pray, 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 pray. Pray, pray, pray. Supakataya. The Lord is working. Or Supradisha. Say, make me a model of agape. Make me a model of agape. There is no child raised in a home where there is agape that will not turn out right. There is no child raised in a home that is built on love that will not turn out right. There is no ministry that is built by a couple that believe in agape that will not change lives, that will not transform lives. That is real success. That is real success. When my ministry transforms lives, when my ministry changes lives, that is real success. I don't want anything less than that. Lives got to change. Marriages got to change. Homes got to change. Circumstances got to change. Situations got to change. The wind of the Spirit is moving. The wind of the Spirit is moving upon us tonight, driving out of our lives the things that don't glorify God. I'm going to be handing off over to Pastor now. Come on. Pray, 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 pray. And release your faith. Ask God for something. Ashakuta liga dayada. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Father, we give you the glory.
We will never remain the same. Thank you, Father, Lord. Hallelujah. Shall we be seated quickly? What a wonderful night. What a night. What a meeting. Father, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. We return all the glory and honor to you. This is what you only can do. And Father, we are grateful. We submit at your feet. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be your holy name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty and glorious name, I've prayed. Thank you very much once again, Setman. Such a great honor, privilege to be here. We love you so much and we celebrate you. And also Dr. Tokumba and the entire family. Thank you for the privilege. We never take it for granted at all. Love, that was wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.